From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Russia's president, Dmitry Medvedev, signed a formal ceasefire with neighboring Georgia today. The deal was mediated by the president of France. The American president responded from his ranch in Crawford, Texas. President Bush said this means Russia must immediately withdraw its forces from Georgian territory and from the two breakaway regions where this conflict ignited.
There's no room for debate on this matter. The United Nations Security Council has adopted numerous resolutions concerning Georgia. These resolutions are based on the premise that South Ossetia and Abkhazia remain within the borders of Georgia.
Moscow, though, says it has to take extra security measures before starting a pullout. We turn to NPR's Ivan Watson. He's in Georgia's capital of Tbilisi. And Ivan, have you seen any sign of a Russian withdrawal?
No, Andrea, I visited the Russian position about 20 miles west of here in a Georgian village called Kaspi. Now, the Russian troops advanced to that point yesterday afternoon, and today they were digging in their armored personnel carriers and tanks on both sides of the main east-west highway that runs from Tbilisi and links the entire country together and fanning out into the hills with infantry soldiers. In addition to that, we had an explosion today on the main railroad on the bridge near that village of Kaspi where the Russian soldiers had set up a checkpoint. That railroad bridge has been blown apart, effectively isolating the Georgian capital.
Now, you've spoken with some of the Russian soldiers you came across today. What are they saying?
I have spoken with the Russian soldiers. They tend to be polite with the reporters at the checkpoints, and they even chat sometimes. You see them chatting with Georgian security forces. The soldiers themselves, they don't seem to know how long they're going to stay, though earlier this week one Russian commander told me, quote, if the American president can capture Baghdad, then why can't the Russians take Tbilisi, the Georgian capital?
Now, you're in Tbilisi. Can you tell at all what Russia's strategy looks like from where you sit there?
It looks like Russia's carrying out a long, slow punishment of its disobedient little neighbor, Georgia, which got way too close to the U.S. It is systematically destroying and dismantling the bases of the Georgian army, which has been trained by the U.S., and police stations in the towns it has occupied. One European diplomat I just spoke with said that the Russian goal is clearly regime change, overthrowing Georgia's very pro-American, very anti-Russian president, Mikhail Saakashvili, and doing that by isolating the capital, by squeezing the capital. And he predicts that with the railroad down now and the road blockaded, that Tbilisi will start feeling the pressure of food and supply shortages within a matter of days.
And what are Georgians saying about the Russian occupation there?
I think the despair is really sinking in here. Here in Tbilisi, people are trying to go about their normal lives. You see some construction even continuing on the weekend here. But there is a feeling of impending doom, and it's much more felt in the countryside, which has been gradually emptied of civilians who have fled the approaching Russian armor and military units, which are followed by these bands of brigands who have moved around armed men, systematically torching and looting homes. And it was a sad sight to see elderly people in a village, the only civilians who had remained in a Georgian village next to the Russian checkpoint today, sitting with their canes in the shade. And saying that, you know, there's really nowhere else for us to go. We're just going to, whatever happens will happen. They don't know what will happen tonight after the sun sets, whether these bands of brigands could target them.
NPR's Ivan Watson from Tbilisi, Georgia. Thanks, Ivan.
You're welcome, Andrea.